January 29th version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap. Got some special deals for you. She'll tell you about that in this half hour. Jennifer updates the television world, including the fact that Louis Anderson apparently needs to go on a diet. I'm guessing he's in this show called Splash. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer will tell you about his latest Splash and whether Barbara Walters is going to come back to The View or not. And then there's a new TV show that I'm sure you'll be excited to hear about. Yeah, oh, of course.
Yes.
Coming up later in the hour on Good Day. How are you at finding your higher power? Are you somebody who believes in a higher power? I'm not talking about religion here at all. I'm talking about that which is over. Religion is a man-made concept. The higher power, there's a great song that Van Morrison recorded a number of years ago. I don't know if you've ever heard it. You have it? Have you heard that song, Jennifer?
Mm-mm.
Michael, see if you can find just a quick reference to it there. It's really kind of a neat... Roberta, I don't know if you know that song or not. It's not in the Bruce Springsteen repertoire, so she probably doesn't know anything about it.
Probably not, no.
No. Anyway, the essence of finding your sense of connection to a power that's greater than we are, whether you call it God, that's what I do, but sometimes it's infinite intelligence, the force, the spirit, whatever it is, I believe it is a necessary means for all of us to transform into a life well lived. In other words, acknowledging that there is a higher power. And I don't know if worship is the right word. Is that, that's what we call it when we go to church.
Acknowledging.
Worshiping.
Maybe.
Acknowledging, right. Paying attention to, listening to, bringing the signs in about what matters. I don't think it makes a bit of difference whether you have a religion, no religion. I think that's the Van Morrison song that I'm looking for, Michael, is called No Religion. But you got to have faith. Faith is an important, an integral part of all of our lives. And if you don't have it, you just kind of are a mush, I think. Questioning is very important. I think you got to take seriously that which you believe. And some of you believe in some religion, and if you take it seriously, that's great. As long as you don't use it to control everything that you do. Without faith, I don't think really you can live up to your potential. With faith, I believe most anything is possible. Most anything is possible that you dream about, that you wish for, that you hold important. Scott Peck wrote, "The truth is that our finest moments are more likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled." Some of us feel that way at some point every day, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's your work, whether it's your family, whatever it is. Most of you feel uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled at some point during the day. And it is with that moment we are propelled by our discomfort into a way of stepping out of our ruts and searching for different truths, different ways of doing things. Do you agree? Well, I think that's masterful.
Yep.
Frankly.
Yeah, listen to you. I think that's masterful.
I do think it is. No, those are not my words.
Smart.
No, I was quoting from Scott Peck. I was kind of embellished on the uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled, because I think a lot of us have those feelings in various forms at various times. Sometimes the stuff gets fixed, unrequited love, that sort of thing, and that always makes us feel uncomfortable and pretty much unhappy and unfulfilled. If you don't have love in your life is really kind of barren.
And in fact, love for yourself.
Yep. Well, you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. So at least a thought or two on some of the things that may be worth your time today to think about a little bit as to how it impacts you and your life. 888-302-3684. Always a way to connect with Roberta and Jennifer and Doug and Richie and me. Rich is at a school function with his daughter this morning. So it's Roberta and Jennifer and me. So, Roberta, what do we have coming up in a few minutes from the Queen of Cheap Department?
We have, if you're in the military, we tell you how to get into Disney for very little moolah.
Yeah.
We also have some deals from Bath and Body Works and Nautica. Barnes and Nobles has some great deals going on as well. And how to get a photo tote bag for only $2.
Photo tote bag.
$2.
All right, so that'll motivate you to stick around for a while. The the big deal of the day, and I mean big, the story at DougStefan.com about a Florida cigar dealer who sold a 19-foot-long Gran Habano No. 5 El Gigante cigar
for
$185,000.
Woohoo!
Mm.
A cigar for $100.
Do you smoke it or just look at it? When you pay that much for
it. A long time.
A 19-foot-long cigar?
Yeah.
How do you even get the smoke through?
Who lights it? Like you have to hire someone in Nebraska to light it for you.
There's a the guy who runs CigarsDirect.com. You can check out that website. CigarsDirect.com says he located the El Gigante for an unidentified buyer who is seeking a number of rare varieties of cigars for his private collection.
So he's going to have an awfully large, like,
display case.
What is it?
Exactly. Right.
19 feet.
The cigar was shipped out of the country to the unidentified buyer. 900-pound wooden carrying case.
Oh, my goodness.
19 feet long, 3 feet thick. Weighs 1,600 pounds, has enough tobacco to make 25,000 cigars. One big cigar. These are crazy.
I don't know. I have problems with stuff like that.
Nuts.
I have problems with it.
In what way?
That money could be used.
Oh yes, what could
in such better ways than to buy a.
But that's not what they care about.
Cigar.
Otherwise, they would be doing it. That's your read on it. Well, he'd be bothered, but it's not your money. It's his money. He can do what he wants with it. Well, could he be educated as to what good he could do with that money instead of spending it on a cigar? Sure, if he wants to. I would say that would go back to our discussion of a higher power and what your reality is. This guy's probably very unfulfilled in his life.
Or maybe he just likes cigars.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, I would imagine that he probably, you know, first of all, this is a man thing. This is a man thing at the core. Like, if you have a hobby that you really love, like cars, men want to find, like, the coolest car. Like, men would die to get the Batmobile, that original Batmobile, so much so that they spend millions of dollars.
I can't imagine, by the way, this new thing of women smoking cigars.
Ugh.
I see once in a while, and I saw Demi Moore smoking a cigar. Ugh. It's just
I can't stand the smell of
women,
cigars. Makes me nauseous.
It is. It's really bad. Anyway, if you...
All right, so check off the 19-foot cigar for you, too.
And the way your clothes smell and the way... Ever kiss somebody who's been smoking a cigar? It makes you want to vomit.
Yeah. It's bad. Any kind of tobacco, and it gets on your skin and your clothing.
But cigars are just so pungent.
Yeah,
they
are.
Ugh. Ah.
Okay, now that we've taken care of your needs for a good big cigar, let me help you with a new testosterone product.
I always need a good big cigar.
Called the T-Gen with Nitro Boost. You'd be best served to keep quiet during this commercial, please. Because boosting free testosterone improves your desire and your muscle mass is enhanced when you exercise by taking T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Now, what is Nitro Boost? It's nitric oxide, which improves your blood flow, maximizes your ability to perform. Many people who work out trying to make their muscle mass larger are interested in this because it's a natural product. Nitro Boost and T-Gen together are really kind of a 1-2 combination at making your performance better and your ability to have energy much, much better. So if you call today, you can try T-Gen with Nitro Boost by mentioning Doug Stefan when you dial 800-631-6443. You'll get T-Gen with Nitro Boost at half price. 800-631-6443. So you have better performance. You're healthier. This is something you'll be very careful about as you get older. That is your testosterone levels. You've got to have them checked when you have your blood work done and your annual physical. Most men, when they get to be a little older, their performance wanes because their testosterone level is 200-300. It needs to be up a lot higher than that. So if you want to get it there and do it the safe, natural way, TGen with Nitro Boost, 800-631-6443. And the 90-day money-back guarantee is also part of work, so you get your money back and you buy it at half price. All that together, TGen with Nitro Boost. Try it. You'll like it. 800-631-6443.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's go, Roberta. Get to work. What do you need, an introduction?
Okay, I do. I want you to intro me. This is a photo tote bag offer from York Photo. Just $2. You know when you see those annoying bags with, like, the kids' pictures on them?
Yeah.
Well, you can get one just for yourself for $2 plus shipping and handling. If you're active or retired military, you can get some incredible Disney discounts if you want to go to Disneyland or Disney World, and we tell you how to do it. Bath and Body Works, just in time for the flu season. 5 antibacterial soaps for $15. That's $3 a piece, but they're really kind of big, or 7 for 20 if you really want to spread the wealth around. Nautica, fantastic deals going on online. 78% off, plus another 40% off coupon. I mean, it looks like they're going to pay you to take the stuff out of there. And mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble, if you're going to buy toys or games, you do it on your MasterCard, you get $10 off any toy or game, $19.99 or more. So this is a really good deal. Basically like half price for toys or games. $10 off a $19.99 toy or game. You'll find all this at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStefan.com. So go check it out. Lots of deals there.
Lots of deals, and they're congruent, and they are they continue to flow, if you will. If they're still applicable, we keep them up there. And just below the, is it below or next to?
I always forget about next to.
Phil Lempert is next to you, right?
Mm-hmm. To the right.
Supermarket, to the right on the homepage. There are five. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 exotic superfoods that Phil tells you about and how to get them. What supermarket or what market, what's the best place for you to get the superfoods that will enhance your health and well-being? We all know that the best way to get the things that I talk about frequently and the doctors that are on this program talk about frequently, all of us talk about frequently, the vitamins and minerals, it's best to be able to eat them, bring them into your body through food. But because the food supply, I mean, you may have heard me talking earlier about the admission today that the government cut, when Obama came into office, he cut the budget at the FDA so they wouldn't have any inspectors inspecting meat and produce coming in from offshore. You ought to know that, and you ought to know where you can get the really good stuff, super foods, good things, vitamins, minerals, and then you'll perhaps go out of your way to get them and feed your family some of this stuff. Check out that Supermarket Guru Box at DougStefan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement.
Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at mindregard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Been a lot of speculation this week that Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show will feature a reunion of Destiny's Child. However, Jennifer Michelle Williams says not so fast. You're not buying it, though, right? You're figuring...
Well, it's weird, because at first it was just a rumor that they would all perform together at the Super Bowl, and then everybody said, no, it's pretty much confirmed. They're all going to be there. Well, now Michelle Williams was asked the other day, hey, are you doing the Destiny's Child reunion at the Super Bowl? And she said, that's not confirmed. That's a rumor. I'm going to be in a musical. I hate to disappoint people, but it's just not true. Well, guess what? The musical doesn't start until... Or I guess it says Michelle Williams won't be appearing in the January 31st to February 3rd shows, which means she will be at the Super Bowl. So stop your lying, Michelle. It's okay. You can admit that you're going to be at the Super Bowl.
Why is it a big deal? What's the bill? These more affected people that need another haircut?
I think because they want the surprise factor. Oh, you know, they want Beyonce to come out and do her thing, and then all of a sudden there's...
Oh, look at her. They come, the rest of Destiny's Child. Isn't that exciting? Oh, my.
It is pretty exciting, actually.
Right. Well, yeah. The poll today at DougStefan.com asks, from the last five Super Bowl halftime performances, which one was the best? Madonna in 2012, Black Eyed Peas 2011, The Who in 2010, Bruce in 2009, Tom Petty in 2008. All right, so yeah, Jennifer doesn't agree.
It's the Black Eyed Peas for sure. Bruce is boring at the Super Bowl, Roberta.
Sacrilege. Shooter.
Was, though.
Shooter.
But he was boring at the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that he's boring all the time, but he was boring at the Super Bowl, and you know he was. You have to admit, it was not one of his best performances.
What makes you say he was boring? It just didn't work? I mean, it's got to be tough to perform in those circumstances, although he does live shows probably more than any other big-time performer. If there's anybody who's on the road all the time. How many does he do a week?
Live shows. Goodness. Yeah. Sometimes he does three shows a week, and they can go 4 hours.
Wow. Well, apparently, we'll see how the voting is going, but at least Bruce doesn't have... You can vote twice, Roberta, if you can get to two different websites, because that's how it works. When you take the poll at DougStefan.com, you do, and you'll see sort of how things are lining up in terms of where your vote stands compared to everybody else's. Lots of people talking about the Super Bowl this weekend. I guess that is appropriate. There is so much action and attention. The interesting thing was that 45% of you said the commercials. When you look at the results of the poll from yesterday at DougStefan.com, 45% of you said the commercials were the best part. All right, so what do you do with that? It's interesting, Jennifer, that Jennifer Lawrence, when she got her SAG award on Sunday night, thanked MTV. Apparently there's an MTV promo that has hit the Internet. I don't know if you... So she was 14 years old when she was on
TV. Yeah, this is one of her first big network acting jobs. And so what she did is she was hired for a promo for MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. And it got her her SAG card. So that's what she brought up, saying it was the first day because it was like the best day when she got the mail and she opened it up because she actually officially was a professional actor with the SAG card.
And somebody brought up, who was it? Was it, what's her face that referred to actors? I guess I'm an actor now, and she got her with Claire Danes. I thought that was strange, too.
That's cute.
Well, it was. I thought she was awkward.
They call each other's actors anyway. I mean, that's the correct term.
She was awkward when accepting. Did anybody else think that? With me, she just looked very uncomfortable.
I think that's how she is. That might be her shtick. Yeah.
Okay. Taco Bell, we were talking a minute ago about how great it is to have the information about superfoods from Phil Lempert in the Supermarket Guru Box at DougStephan.com. You'll be happy to know that Taco Bell has done a lot of work to fix this new ad. The company actually discouraging eating vegetables. And the advertisement is meant to promote their 12-pack of tacos, which includes 6 tacos, 6 Doritos tacos, Locos. The commercial shows somebody arriving at what looks like a Super Bowl party.
I wish you worked at Taco Bell, because I love listening to you pronounce those words.
With a veggie platter, and the ad basically disses them. And so the veggies of the world, vegetarians of the world, have taken out after Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Andrew Weil, MD, is the founder and program director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. He is the author of many best-selling books, including his latest entitled Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being.
There are epidemics of depression and anxiety disorders in all of the developed countries. I think the U.S. is at the most extreme. The pharmaceutical companies have been very effective at persuading people that ordinary states of sadness are matters of unbalanced brain chemistry that require drug treatment. But there is an alarmingly high and I think largely unjustified use of antidepressant medication. Depression clearly requires treatment when it interferes with ordinary activities, when it limits social interaction, ability to work, to take care of yourself. But I think that mild to moderate depression on occasion is part of the normal human experience, and it may even serve a purpose because depression is characterized by a strong inward focus and a tendency to chew over the same thoughts over and over, and this may favor problem solving and creativity. You know, most people that I meet imagine that they'll be happy if they get something that they now don't have, a better job, a new car, a stroke of good fortune. I don't think those are good places to look for positive moods. Rather, I think it is worth striving for contentment, which is an inner sense of fulfillment that's relatively independent of external circumstances.
Dr. Andrew Weil, author of Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, getting your head in sync with your heart. Hopefully, you will be able today to harness the power of coherence. Coherence gives you the energy that you need to achieve changes that have not been possible before. So, get your head in sync with your heart. Put one hand on your head. This is a good exercise, actually, for all of us to do unless you're driving. If you put one hand on your heart and the other hand on your head and just hold it there for about 35, 40, 45 seconds, hold your head with one hand, your heart with the other one, and see, you'll feel the heat, first of all, coming out of your head, which is normal because your heat, that's how it dissipates. Don't you? You got a lot of hair, though. Roberta has a lot of hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
You would normally, if your hair is not too heavy, you'd feel the heat coming out of your head. And just think, take a deep breath. One of the things that I've learned in my recent history is how effective it is. If you are, like yesterday, I had an just unbelievable day. And during it, a couple of times, the suggestion was made that I take a deep breath from several different sources. People who know me said, all right, take a deep breath. Just stop, take a deep breath, and do it four or five times. And it does. It changes if you do it often. It
centers you.
The whole you gets to be a little different. So a little helpful hint as you're starting your day. Some of you listening to this is the end of the day for you. Some of you are listening to it live around the country and around the world at DougSteffen.com.
You're Guam. Good night, Guam.
Hello, Guam. Hello and good night, Guam. And other people download the hours. They listen to 1 hour on the way to work. They want to listen to another hour. They download it. We're on all of the apps, TuneIn Radio, iHeart. You can find the station that has us. You can find us at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.com. The app, it's just, it's easy, but sometimes you got to work at it. Not as easy. I say it's easy, and I know people who try to listen online, sometimes you listen on your iPad, it gets frustrating because the signals are not always great. That technology is not as good as the radio technology, let's face it. It's cool when it works, but frustrating as all get out when it doesn't work. I was looking around at various old news. I do that. as I go through the program. I do.
It's not old news.
Old news.
Okay, but it's always interesting to put things into perspective, Roberta. For example, on this date in 1985, the Dow Industrial Average was at 1292.
And that was considered high.
It was high. It was the highest. It eclipsed the record that had been set in November 2 years before that. So this is 85, so that would have been 28 years ago. Mm-hmm. All right? So in 28 years, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone from 1292 to what it closed at yesterday. It was the highest. It's coming up to almost being the highest it's ever been the last 3 weeks. So I think it's at 12 something or other. Isn't it 12,000?
It's close to 13.
Close to 13,000,
yeah.
Yeah, right. It's pretty interesting to look back at that and to see how the old news is much different than today's news. In just relative terms. A lot of people investing, a lot of people putting money into the stock market, which I guess is a good sign for the future of certain American businesses anyway. Let's keep our fingers crossed that everybody will be able to benefit from all of that. I was thinking about the Taco Bell ad and how it was pulled, and this whole discussion of immigration. Now, how do I put a Taco Bell commercial together with the immigration debate? If you haven't heard, the Taco Bell solution to the veggie problem is to eat a lot of tacos, and then they decided after a lot of activists got in their face, because the ad seems to discourage eating vegetables, they would pull it. People who like to eat vegetables are not fond of the ad. The Center for Science and the Public Interest urged people on their Facebook page and on Twitter to not go to Taco Bell. That doesn't do Taco Bell a whole lot of good. So when they saw that Taco Bell, this is another example of how social media influences what people do. Taco Bell, so they saw it. Nope, pull it. Done, finished, over. And that's what happened. They didn't want to have that bad publicity. All right, so speaking of that, let's get to our social media report, because there are a lot of things that we have hanging here. There are health tips, which Jennifer is going to tell you about, but also some neat questions, and every day we add a couple of different things in there just sort of take the temperature of our audience. So, Jen, what's happening?
Well, yesterday, Dougie, we asked about women, now that they're allowed in combat, should they be required to sign up for the draft? Mm-hmm. And a couple people pointed things out. We'll get to their comments. I think Ted Hodgins probably said it best. He said, I'm sure you meant selective service. I'm not aware of any draft now. So let's just say sign up for selective service.
Right, yeah.
Because every man, when they turn 18, has to do that. So that's what we're asking. Should women now be able or have to do that? Dee Dee said no, and if they want to be in combat positions, they should be able to pass the same physical requirements as men do, as it's not physical training is very different for men and women. I'm okay with when women are in a support role, but to be side by side with the frontliners, they need to step up. Unfortunately, that's not how we do things here. Rita said, absolutely, we wanted all the privileges of men. Now let us have them. Thomas said, the military is now too complex for a draft to work. Boyd said, no, but neither should men. Selective service should end. I agree that military should always be 100% volunteer. James said, as long as we have selective service registration requirements, that women should register just like men. Mickey said, selective service is the draft. Let's stop being so ridiculous. And no, our military is far from being too complex to have another. Richard said, want true gender equality? Then sign up and take some risks. Meet same requirements, perform same tasks to same standard, and see how long that lasts. Tracy said, brings new meaning to diving in the foxhole. Steven said, yep. If they're good enough for the infantry, they're good enough for the draft. Wouldn't want to discriminate. Loretta said, draft? I think women do not belong there, period. Jennifer, who has a very nice name, said, no, I have 4 kids that depend on me. I homeschool them, and my husband goes to work to provide for our family. What will we do if one or both of us got called up? David said, yes, equal opportunity. Janet said, yes. Monica said, no. Jake said, yes, definitely they should sign up. Jeffrey said, heck no, America would crumble if a draft were to happen, taking American mothers and fathers to war. Don't punish all women because of some feminazis. Ernesto said,
feminazis.
Yeah, Ernesto said, no. Gene said, I think it's going to be like Israel, where everyone that turns 18 serves, male, female alike.
Yeah.
Colleen said, there should be no draft. If you want to sign up and fight for your country, that should be your choice, man or woman. And we'll continue to get your response, because this was a hot topic. There are many, many more to get to, and we'll do that in another break. But just interesting how it goes back and forth, and it almost seems like there's some bitterness still about women having this right now.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Also, it is cold and flu season, and Doug and I and Dr. Ken have been talking about this great new product called Alimmune, which kicks your immunity up a notch, helps you protect against cold and flu. We've been asking you for your favorite get healthy tip. Things that you do to keep yourself protected from the cold and flu. And Jana Premow has today's winning tip. She said, wash your hands several times a day and avoid touching your face. We've developed a habit in our home to wash your hands as soon as you come home to stop the germs from even entering the house. So, Jana, congratulations. Because we used your Get Healthy tip on the air today, you win a 60-day supply of Alimmune.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great stuff. As a matter of fact, here's Dr. Ken with a little more background into why Alimmune is so great.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burps of berries creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free,
but it wasn't.
Bait and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
So let's see if we can cook up lots of interest in things that are going on the television. I don't know if we start with comedian Louis Anderson and his new reality show Splash, which is kind of a, for him, why would they put, is this supposed to be a joke? I mean, this guy weighs about 400 pounds, right?
I don't know if he weighs 400 pounds, but he's a bigger guy. And I will say that I think he probably is involved with Splash, which, if you haven't heard, is a diving competition with some B and C level celebrities that is going to be airing on ABC during the summer. I think he probably has decided to compete maybe to get himself in shape. A lot of times that happens, you know, where people go on Dancing with the Stars to lose weight. I'm guessing maybe he's doing that to in the same way.
Really?
But he is struggling. And first of all, why are they filming it now? It is. It's January, and even in L.A., it's cold. I don't know why they're doing this, but he's not having the easiest time doing Splash. As we mentioned, according to TMZ this week, he was practicing for the diving competition when he sank to the bottom of the pool out of exhaustion. He tried to pull himself up the pool ladder, but kept falling back into the water. Greg Louganis had to help him out. He laid by the side of the pool coughing and out of breath, but he said even though this minor setback, he's just, you know, feeling great and he's loving the challenge. So there you go.
Yeah.
he's going to be all right.
Good news speaking for those of you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I want you to go ahead.
Speaking of people who are having troubles these days, Barbara Walters has been having a tough week. She fell not too long ago. Well, now, yesterday on The View, Whoopi Goldberg announced that she had chicken pox. Bum, bum, bum. She never had them as a child, so now she's got them.
That's the shingles.
She doesn't have shingles, though.
No. Shingles, chicken pox, when you get to be her age, are the shingles. They can say
I heard a big report on Barbara Walters last night. I mean, on Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, right.
They said it was not to be confused with her having the shingles, that she just has the chicken pox.
Okay, good.
Just saying what I believe what Diane tells me.
At her age, it can be fatal, chicken pox.
Yeah, no, it can be. It's not easy to get. So hold a good thought for her. NBC continues to treat Ann Curry very badly. They booted her off the Today Show. She's been filing reports for Rock Center with Brian Williams. But sources say that the network has now barred her from doing any live interviews at all because there's friction that she's pushing for live interviews, and NBC will only air her taped interviews because they want to edit them. She got into trouble when she was supposed to engage in small talk with Matt Lauer, and he pretended to be so happy to see her, and she just kind of came back at him with an icy good morning, Matt. Yeah, she'll be out of there as soon as her contract's up, in my estimation. Now, if you've had enough of Kardashian crazy, I'm sorry for this next story.
Who's had enough of that?
Kris Jenner has got a brand new daytime talk show coming to TV. They're going to do a one-hour preview over the next couple of weeks on Fox affiliates, but this summer is when the show will officially launch. It'll be a mix of celebrity guests, fashion, beauty trends, and various lifestyle topics and pop culture news. Did I just choke on that a little bit?
Yeah.
Good news for Allison Janney. I think we all like her. She's kind of fun and likable, former West Wing star. She's joined Chuck Lowry's new comedy pilot with Anna Faris, who plays a newly sober single mom living in wine country. Allison Janney will play Anna Faris's mom on that show.
Allison Janney story. She lived in the same neighborhood that I did, Ocean Park in Santa Monica, when she was starting with West Wing. And she had the cutest dog. And it was when Charlotte was a puppy. And Brendan had Charlotte, and one day I was driving home over there, and Brendan was out on the sidewalk, and she was sitting there with her puppy, and the two of them were just talking, and the dogs were playing. I'm trying to remember what the dog was. It was one of those
kind of like a...
What's the kind of dog that has a circle around its eye? You know, kind of looks
oh,
like
oh, yeah, well, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what a wonderful person she is. My God, just a wonderful, sweet person. 51 past the hour. Good job, Jen Jen.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Now, 53 after the hour. To create new jobs, maybe even one for you, small business owners are raising money online through crowdfunding. So what's the difference between venture capital and crowdfunding? There's a lot, actually. Mike Hayes has more just ahead as we get into Startup America News. Crowdfunding success stories here on Good Day.
Most small businesses and entrepreneurs today cannot expand or hire without access to the money they need for project development, sales, and marketing. So listeners have been asking me to explain the difference between traditional venture capital for startups and crowdfunding for anything, including startups. Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes. The easiest distinction to make is accessibility to the money. Venture capital and crowdfunding are in many ways as far apart from each other as crowdfunding and street panhandling are to each other. Perfectly respectable small business owners are asking the public's help for smaller amounts of money from a larger crowd as seed capital for development, making the product, and market expansion, which in many ways is to be as expected as even Donald Trump seeking new money for his next project. The problem, however, is most entrepreneurs are simply not like Trump. Unlike crowdfunding, venture capital has severe restrictions imposed on those seeking it by the SEC and requires you to source only from wealthy, qualified investors, which simply puts it out of reach of the vast majority of small business owners who need money. I think it's important to understand that there are a variety of types of crowdfunding. Donations, debt, and equity are among them. The most popular type of crowdfunding today is to ask the public for donations in exchange for rewards or pre-selling products through crowdfunding, which is the type I'm talking about today. Accounting firm Deloitte predicts that crowdfunding portals will raise $3 billion, double the $1.5 billion raised in 2011. Indeed, crowdfunding could help more startups establish proof of concepts and secure their first paying customer. And speaking of gaining proof of concept and first paying customers, let me introduce you to another news-making crowdfunding success story that was created by pre-selling a little technology product called Stick and Save. Here's Ranjini Mukhopadhyay to explain.
The background of Stick and Find is that they were able to raise the $930,000 on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding platform. And they released actually two other products as well, which is called Meterplug and Blue Tracker. And so they're raising money on Indiegogo for those products as well. They first pursued Kickstarter, and they were rejected by Kickstarter, and then they went to Indiegogo and raised nearly $1 million there.
Well, tell me a little bit about that process. How did that come about?
When you go to Indiegogo, you have options of funding a project. And there's a lot of different types of projects on Indiegogo. There's no limitation. Some of them are personal. Some of them are technical. Some of them are people needing help starting a new business. But Indiegogo, I mean, Stick and Find falls into the kind of gadget category. So there are three options. You can fund them in several different ways. But when you're funding them, basically you're giving them early capital so that they can go into production. So they were able to go into production in December because of all the money they raised on Indiegogo. So the people who contributed money on Indiegogo, they're the ones that are going to get the first product when it comes out in March. If you look at any successful Indiegogo campaign, there's always a video. And that's really to appeal to the consumer and really explain to them, you know, why they should be funding the project and giving them an overview of what the project can do. You can always look at a picture, but for a project like Stick and Find, it's really nice to see it in action.
We are committed to listening to the small business and crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a question in our next newscast. Helping people monetize their content, products, and startups is what we do here at Startup American News. You can email me, Mike@startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org. Or go to our website of the same name, startupamericannews.org. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.